Welcome to July 10th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 1925. The monkey trial begins. The trial of the century, as it was called. 24-year-old high school teacher John Scopes of Dayton, Tennessee, was illegally teaching evolution in school, and his arrest made national headlines. In Dayton, the law, which had just been recently passed, made it a misdemeanor punishable by a fine to teach any theory that denies the story of the divine creation of man as taught in the Bible, and to teach instead that man has descended from the lower order of animals. Scopes had the backup of ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, as well as Clarence Darrow, who is famous for backing labor and radical figures, as well as being an, get this, an agnostic. The state, in the other corner, had three-time Democratic presidential candidate and Christian fundamentalist William Jennings Bryan. Ding, ding, and it was on. Hundreds of reporters lined the Rhea County courthouse, and crowds of people and vendors lined the streets outside, selling toy monkeys, Bibles, hot dogs, and lemonade. Actual monkeys were parading around the streets, as well as a missing link named Joe Vines, who was actually just a real short dude with a big forehead and a jaw that stuck out. According to PBS.org, millions of guesses strung together is how Bryan characterized evolutionary theory, adding that the theory made man indistinguishable among the mammals. Darrow and his attacks try to poke holes in the Genesis story, according to modern thinking, calling them fool ideas that no intelligent Christian on earth believes. The jury found Scopes guilty of violating the law and fined him $100. Bryan and the anti-evolutionists claimed victory, and the Tennessee law would stand for another 42 years. But Clarence Darrow and the ACLU had succeeded in publicizing scientific evidence for evolution, and the press reported that though Bryan had won the case, he had lost the argument. The verdict did have a chilling effect on teaching evolution in the classroom, however, and not until the 1960s did it appear in school books. 1850 now. His Accidency becomes president. Millard Fillmore, born in humble surroundings in 1800 in New York, grew up to become a lawyer and married Abigail Powers, who used to be his teacher when he was a teenager. Fillmore worked his way up the political ranks in the Whig Party and became vice president under Zach Taylor, who passed away in early July 1850. Hence the nickname His Accidency. Taylor opposed slavery, but Fillmore was more interested in a slavery compromise. Fillmore faced the issue of admitting California to the Union as a free or slave state, passed the Fugitive Slave Act, which made it a crime to try and help slaves who escaped from their masters, and forced Native Americans into government reserves. Millions of Indians who did not die in battle died of starvation and disease. He was defeated by Democratic Franklin Pierce in the 1852 election. Fillmore opposed Lincoln during the Civil War and supported President Johnson during the Reconstruction. He worked on various political committees the rest of his life and died in 1874. And that's it for July 10th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening.